If your dog jumps up on you, is it dominant? If your dog pulls ahead of you on a walk, is it showing you who's boss? If your dog rushes out the door in front of you, is it alpha? The answer is no. Our interaction with dogs is not driven by dominance or social rank. It's driven by reinforcement. Behaviors that are reinforced repeat and strengthen. Behaviors that are not reinforced will eventually extinguish. It's not dominance, it's the science of behavior, and it applies to all species. Canine behaviorist Patricia McConnell explains that dominance is misused and misunderstood in relation to dogs. Dominance is simply a description of a relationship between two individuals who want the same thing. One animal is said to be dominant over the other if he or she always has primary access to the pork chop that falls on the floor, a favorite toy, or your cozy lap. Dominance is about the resolution of situations in which there is competition for a resource. It is not about rushing out the door first, pulling on leash, jumping up on people, or any other behaviors dogs engage in. Dogs behave, as all species do, in order to meet their needs and to achieve desired consequences. If a dog pulls on the leash, it is not being dominant. The dog is excited about the walk, wants to get to all the interesting smells, and hasn't yet been taught to walk on a loose leash. And if you let the dog pull, you are reinforcing the pulling, and the dog will continue to do it. When dogs misbehave, or are disobedient, it's often because they have been reinforced for the undesirable behavior. Other reasons a dog might misbehave include not understanding what you are asking it to do. Sometimes we label dogs as stubborn, when in fact they are simply confused or uncertain. Their only crime is not knowing how to be right. It's also possible your dog is not sufficiently motivated to comply. Dogs are opportunists, and if chasing a squirrel competes with your request to come when called, the squirrel will win unless you consistently reinforce coming when called in the face of real-life distractions. Thinking in terms of dominance can lead to the use of aversive methods and tools such as shock, prong, and choke collars. In modern dog training, however, there is no place for force, intimidation, and pain. Instead, thinking in terms of reinforcement helps us understand our dog's behavior and shows us how we can change it in ways that rely on cooperation and build trust. Prevent your dog from being reinforced for the behaviors you don't want. Teach your dog and reinforce the behaviors you do want. That's the recipe for successful training and a happy dog. Sandy Middleton is a dog trainer and behavior consultant based in Powell River. For more information, go to bestfriendsdogtraining.ca.